In this week's news overview, EMU Theatre has announced big plans for the December production. In local news, Ipsy City Council has voiced their decision on recreational marijuana establishments, and EMU may be seeing an influx of graduate students in the coming semester. We'll also be announcing performance times for EMU Theatre's production of Cabaret. I'm your host, Ronia Isabel Kabansag.
And I'm Erica Frisby.
And we'll be discussing all this and more on today's edition of the Eastern Echo Podcast. EMU Theatre will be putting the first ever accessibility crew to work in December during several performances of Still Life with Iris. The crew will be responsible for designing the access services that will be available for 3 of the 6 performances of the show. These include accommodations like ASL interpreters, large print and braille programs, warning triggers for light, sound, and movement changes, and noise-canceling headphones. Performance dates are set for December 7th, 8th, and 11th. On October 9th, members of the organization Created Equal could be found on campus by Porter and King Hall. The pro-life organization displayed several posters as well as a jumbotron that depicted a dead fetus. Members of Planned Parenthood arrived on the scene to peacefully protest and let passersby know about the images being shown. More on the story can be found on our website at easternecho.com. In local news, Ipsy City Council has voted to allow recreational marijuana business in the city. Permits will be issued to up to 10 cannabis retailers, with 7 reserved for current medical marijuana establishments. $1,000 from every permit fee will be used for community education and outreach. The Marijuana Regulatory Agency will begin accepting license applications by November 1st. Marygrove College in Detroit will cease course offerings as well as admissions following the fall 2019 semester due to financial struggles and a decline in enrollment. Current students, all of whom are graduate students, will be able to complete their degrees at EMU. The university has agreed to accept all transcripted credits, which current Marygrove students can then use toward completing their degree at Eastern. Additionally, the university will waive the application fee. In sports news, EMU volleyball fell to Ball State after 2 consecutive victories against Ohio and Toledo. However, they continue to train for their 2nd straight conference championship, beginning November 21st at the MAC tournament in Bowling Green. The gymnastics team ranked 24th in academics at the end of the 2018-2019 season with a team GPA of 3.5. To top it off, 12 EMU gymnasts were named WCGA Scholastic All-American, so a big congratulations to our gymnasts. In football this weekend, the Eagles took their first win from Western Michigan University in 6 years. Preston Hutchinson threw for 375 yards while completing 84% of his passes, in addition to 4 touchdowns. The team will be taking on the University of Toledo at an away game on Saturday, October 26th.
Here's what you can look forward to on campus and in Ipsy in the upcoming week.
Dr. Marilyn Corisanos will be holding a lecture on the role of risk discourse, hegemonic masculinity, and credible actors in shaping public policing in its current form. The talk is part of the Women's and Gender Studies Constructing Public Policing lecture series. It will be held at 5 p.m. in room 219 of Pray Herald. Local meditation and yoga studio Zion Well will be hosting a mindful resiliency workshop in room 352 of the Student Center at 5:30. Studio co-founder Aubrey Schupak will be guiding attendees through breathing, meditation, and journaling exercises to help students through the stresses of college life. For more about Zion Well and the work they do, be sure to listen to part 1 of our student wellness series. On Wednesday from 2 to 4, the Student Center will be hosting a happiness hop where therapy rabbits Flurry and Ursula will be available to interact with students. At 6:30 in the Student Center intersection, the Women's Resource Center will be hosting a panel discussion about domestic violence and Black women. Attendees can expect discussion about the science and normalization of domestic violence in romantic and family relationships. On Thursday, Quest will be hosting Creativity Night at 6 p.m. in room 270 of the Student Center. There will be a handful of crafting projects, coloring book pages, and a poetry section for students to distress as they create. On Friday, CISA and JASA will be hosting a Halloween Mid-Autumn Fest social from 4 to 6 at the Lake House. Dinner will be catered by Tup Tim Thai Cuisine. At 7 p.m., the annual Ipsy Glow Festival will commence downtown on Washington Street. The EMU events calendar promises hundreds of community and artist creations, DJs and dancing, interactive art activities, blacklit stations, street performances, glowing window displays, and more. This event is free and runs until 9:30. The theater department will be holding performances of Cabaret all weekend. A description of the show on the EMU events calendar read, "Set in 1929 Berlin at the emergence of the Third Reich, Cabaret is a scorching satiric indictment of frivolous complacency in the face of impending doom." Performances will be held at 7 p.m. Thursday through Friday and 2 p.m. Sunday. Full-length articles covering each topic of today's news briefing are featured on easternecho.com. As always, print editions are available across campus all week. We'll be back on Monday with an updated news briefing for you, but until then, be sure to listen to part one of our student wellness series, where we discuss a number of wellness resources that you can take advantage of this midterm season. Be sure to subscribe to get notified about the release of part two, which will release in November. Have a great week, Eagles. This is Erica Frisbee signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Ronia Kabunsug.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.